This channel uses explicit language and subject matter. Any political or religious views do not reflect this channel's ideals, and any similarities to persons or places are coincidental. Listener discretion is advised. You're listening to Maximum Horror.
All right, how's it going? This is Maximum Host here. So for this episode, I had to do a little bit of research to add to the realism. So, any relation to actual voodoo practices is coincidental and for fictional use only, alright guys? And you're listening to Maximum Horror. Alright, boys and girls. You're here again with Dr. Hoodoo and his Voodoo Minute. So, I just want to give out a friendly reminder that voodoo can't hurt you unless you believe in anything religious. You gotta have belief for this to work. And most people in this world tend to believe something of some sort or another. It's very few of them out there that don't believe in anything. And keeping this in mind, voodoo is a practice from many different religions, taken apart and reassembled. So, with that said, let's take on our first call of the day.
Hello?
Hello. Who am I speaking to?
This is, Jake from Ohio.
How you doing today, Jake? Why are you calling me?
Well, first of all, I'm happy to see you on the radio again, or hear you, I guess. I used to listen to you when I was a kid, and it was always a nice show, and it's just good to see you on the air once more.
Well, thank you, Jake. Thank you. I really do appreciate that.
Well, thanks.
So, where you calling from today, Jake?
Well, I'm calling from Ohio State Penitentiary today.
Really? The big house? And how'd you manage to get in there?
Well, I'd rather not say, to be honest, Dr. Hoodoo.
Well, that's fine by me, Jake. We all need our secrets from time to time. So tell me, what's going on?
Well, you see, Dr. Hoodoo, I am almost out of here. And I really can't wait. My probation hearing is coming up in a couple of days, and I'm just trying to stay out of trouble, but that's harder than you might think in here. I have a man in here that's, putting it nicely, just trying to make me stay longer than I have to. We aren't on the best of terms.
All right, I see. So, would you like to elaborate?
Well, yeah, you see, he's making it difficult. He's testing me and trying to see if I'm going to end up staying here or not. It has to do with a lot of weirdness, and it's hard to explain prison politics, especially on the phone like this.
Would you, mind trying?
Well, it, for the most part, has to do with just money. He wants money and they want me to stay in here. The system's broke and the state, I'm pretty sure, would like to see me stay in here too. They make more money for every inmate that's in here.
Is that true? I didn't know that. That's a sad to hear. But, moving on. What's going on? What's this man doing?
Well, he's doing a lot of things. He's starting a lot of trouble and trying to blame it on me. And I was hoping you could help me out. I want to find something that'll get him to leave me alone. To keep him away from me. I don't need him near me, and I don't want to go near him. I don't want to stay in here any longer than I have to. I'm ready to leave.
All right. So, he's bothering you, and you're ready to take off. All right, I could work with that. Now, I imagine in prison you don't have too many resources, do you?
No, and with a couple days till I'm out the door, hopefully, I might not be able to get everything you need, but we are limited in here, I won't lie.
All right. So, give me a moment, let me think of one here. So, if you were listening to me last week, I did a banishing spell using a bottle. Are you able to get hold of a bottle here?
Yeah, I could get hold of a bottle. Does it have to be a glass one or plastic, or does it really matter?
No, it don't really matter what kind of bottle you get. This bunch of these spells were created back in the day before plastic bottles. So I would presume a plastic bottle would work just the same.
All right. And what else would I need?
Well, from there, you're going to need a little bit of vinegar. Now, cooking vinegar is preferred, but seeing your situation, cleaning vinegar might do the trick just the same, all right.
I think I could get hold of some cleaning vinegar. I know a couple guys. I think I could get something to work here.
All right. And then from here, you're going to need some parchment paper.
So I got regular notebook paper in here. Does that work?
Well, I guess it works, but the more alterations, the weaker the spell may become. So keep that in mind. If you can't get hold of your parchment paper, I guess regular old paper's going to just have to do the trick. All right. And then for our final thing, you're going to need a small doll made out of black cloth. You think you could get a doll?
Well, in here, that's kind of left at. I mean, I could probably make one. I got a couple black blankets I could use, and I could get something to work.
All right. That's good to hear. So, you got all the ingredients? You could get hold of all of them?
Yeah.
All right. This one has few ingredients on. Hopeful this one will work for you. This spell here was created by Mary Louvet, a New Orleans voodoo queen. You guys may have heard of her. And she, of course, ain't with us now, when some say she is always with us.
Can you get to the point?
Hey, settle down. Huh? This is my show. I'm helping you. You sit back and listen, all right? So Mary Louvet, who they say may still be with us in spirit, created this one. So it's a simple and, for the most part, effective one. So when you're doing this, I need to make sure you don't have any ill intentions.
No. I don't have any ill intentions. I'm almost out of here. I just want to get out of here. You know what I mean? I don't want to be here any longer than I have to be, and I'm ready to go back into the free world.
Okay. So what you're going to want to do next is on that piece of paper, notebook paper, you said it was?
Yeah, that's what I said it was.
All right. So you're going to write the name of the person you want to leave you alone. Do you know their name?
Yeah, of course I do. We're in here every day together. It's hard to not know the neighbor's name.
All right. So what I need you to do is put that attached to your homemade doll made out of black cloth, all right?
All right, I could do that.
And then I want you to put it in the bottle, and then fill the bottle with vinegar, the
cleaning vinegar, you said. Yeah, that's what I said. All right. And then I need you to find a way to seal that plastic bottle up, all right? Now, Miss Louvet was right outside of New Orleans and Mississippi, so what she would do was she would throw that bottle into the Mississippi River, and the person would get carried away from their location following the river.
Okay, I see, but there's not really anything here. We're in the middle of nowhere.
All right, I understand. So, what you want to do is, and it may not be effective, is find any way to get that bottle to move away from you. And I get it, you don't have a source of water or a body of water to carry it a long distance. So, you're going to have to find a way to sneak that bottle out and make sure it gets away.
Yeah, I think I could do that. Yeah. All right, so, is that it to it? Do I just put it somewhere where it'll get carried away? I mean, that seems simple enough. I mean, I could do that. I could throw it in the trash or something and it'll go in it'll be gone the next day.
All right. So, go ahead and do that and, best luck to you. I hope you get out of there safe and, I hope that your problems end soon.
Yeah, well, so do I. And like I said, it's good to hear you on the air again. I hope you stay on the air longer this time. I mean, your show was always good. I believe in this kind of stuff, so hopefully I'll see you out there in the real world.
Well, I guess I hope so too. I don't really meet many of my fans, so you take care of yourself, Jake, and be careful out there, alright?
Alright, Dr. Hoodoo. I will see you soon, I hope.
And Jake, just remember, keep good intentions when you do this. Keep him. He'll be strong enough to keep him away from you. Don't do this with ill fate. I have faith in you.
Yeah, Dr. Hoodoo. Well, I don't have faith in me, so goodbye.
Jake, are you there?
Well, if you're still listening to me, Jake, really, do try to
keep a good heart in mind. I have faith in you, and I have faith in anyone listening to this show that they won't do anything negative like that. So, please, Jake, if you really are listening, good intentions, and I hope you get out of there safely. I have faith in you. Alright, so, last week, I had a young gentleman named Jake on this show, and, he called me back the other day, and I'm gonna go ahead and play that recording for you, alright? Hello, you're talking to Dr. Hoodoo and his Voodoo Minute. How can I help you?
Hey, Dr. Hoodoo, it's me, Jake. Hey, I got out already.
Yeah? Well, that's good to hear from you, Jake. So, did the spell help?
Yeah, it helped. I got out of prison just fine. It worked way better than I thought it would have.
Yeah? So that gentleman left you alone?
Yeah, you could say that. He left me alone. He left me way alone. He walked away and never came back, we could say.
What do you mean, Jake?
Well, he took off and, like I said, I threw that bottle into a trash can and the person aggravating me just got up one day and walked away. And he didn't stop walking. He took off out of the prison and walked right out the front door and they shot him.
You mean they killed him?
So yeah, I don't know, it works. He just got up, started walking, walked past everybody, and he went unnoticed until he was at that front gate, and they just told him to stop, and he didn't, and they shot him dead. So, thank you, Dr. Hoodoo.
Jake, I thought I told you not to do this with ill intentions.
Well, you say that, but there's no changing what I'm going to do. I'm going to do what I want to do, Dr. Hoodoo.
Well, you know what, Jake, I'm
a little disappointed right now, I'm not gonna lie.
Well, it really don't matter to you, does it? I'm already out, and that's all that's important to me. I really couldn't care what you think one way or the other.
Well, Jake, I thought you were a fan.
I am, and I always will be, but this ain't your problem.
Jake, well, I'm taking off now. Jake, wait up.
Well, bye. And thanks again, Dr. Hoodoo.
Jake!
I think he hung up on me. Jake, if you're out there, please,
think about turning yourself in. Now, I'm gonna really hope this is just a joke, but in case it isn't, I'm truly sorry to anyone out there. I didn't expect to see anything bad happen with this. So, to all my listeners out there, just remember, voodoo is a powerful thing, and all of you need to be careful out there while using it. And you're listening to Dr. Hoodoo and his Voodoo Minute, and I really hope that none of you just do what Jake did right now. And I'm signing off. Goodbye.
Alright guys, this is Maximum Host here, and I just wanted to remind everyone that I'm now on Twitter at Maximum Horror. It's two words, both capitalized. I know it should be one word, but I'm old, I guess, and I did it wrong. That's, you know, no worries. And you could also find me, you could email me now at MaximumHorror2020@gmail.com, all lowercase. I really hope to be hearing from you guys. I want to hear your guys' true stories, story submissions. I'm not afraid to read anything you guys have to send me. And any topics you might want us to discuss, or if you want to just reach out and tell me what's going on or anything horror related, I am more than happy to hear it. Alright, so I hope you guys have a good day, and as always, you are listening to Maximum Horror.
Alright guys, I hope you enjoyed the show. This is my first episode. Sorry if the editing was a little off, but I'm gonna try to get better at it. So stick around for more episodes, and you know you're listening to Maximum Horror.